Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, it's live indeed here at WILS AM 1320. It is not Jack Ebling. My name is David Sparty Brown. I've had the good fortune of being your guest host for the past couple of days. And one of the things that I know Jack is very interested in is sports. And I know that a lot of folks listening right now are probably interested in sports as well, whether watching professional sports, college sports, or maybe you're a weekend warrior. So I thought maybe we'd talk for a few minutes about sports injuries and the folks who treat them. Michigan State University is well known for its medical programs and, of course, sports injury-related treatment programs. And we don't always get a chance to talk to students about this, but I'm pleased to welcome to the program a gentleman who's enrolled in our College of Osteopathic Medicine. And he has had a long experience working with sports injuries at Michigan State University. It's a pleasure to welcome Mr. Nasher Amaria. Nasher, welcome to the program.
All right, thanks for having me.
And I know that you've been very active at Michigan State University, but I'm really kind of curious why you chose to go into this area of medicine.
Well, you know, I was an athletic trainer before I made the decision to go to medical school. It's kind of something that actually started with me back in high school. I came from a pretty good athletic training high school in Michigan, Sturgis High School in Sturgis, Michigan. And we were just kind of known for sending a student from our program to Michigan State every year because Michigan State does have one of the better sports medicine and athletic training programs in the nation, not just the Big Ten. So, after looking around and figuring out that this was the best place for me, I went to Michigan State to become an athletic trainer. And then through meeting our sports medicine staff and sports medicine doctors through our various sports teams here, I decided that, you know, I kind of really like what they're doing here, especially at the Osteopathic Medical School, and that's why I made the decision to kind of pursue that route.
Well, you do bring up a very good point because Michigan State University has a distinction of having four medical programs over there, and one of the few places, perhaps the only place in the country, I believe, that has both allopathic or the traditional medical doctor programs and osteopathic. What's the distinction, and why did you choose osteopathic medicine?
Well, you know, it's a very common question you get from a lot of patients, especially in this community. The difference is just in the philosophy of the training as far as being in school, in the DO school. It's just a different way to approach the patient, and the osteopaths take the approach of, kind of looking at the entire patient and not just a singular disease or a single problem like a single ankle sprain or a single hip back problem, or, you know, whether it's just diabetes or hypertension. They look at the person as a whole in all aspects of health, you know, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, and really focus a treatment plan, not, you know, from a, not the whole classic textbook treatment that you would give someone who just walks into your office with an ankle sprain. You really have to treat the person as an individual, and I think the osteopathic school really hammers that home to us as students that you can't treat everyone just like kind of a cookie cutter textbook explanation for a treatment. You have to really look and see how does this person react to certain medications? How does this person react to your style of communication? So it's really very individual, very holistic based, and that's what differences from the DO standpoint. Now, physically, we do learn osteopathic manual manipulation medicine. That's the most obvious distinction between our schools as we get trained in that for more than, you know, six semesters. And the MD students, they do not get that training.
Well, how does that figure into sports medicine and sports medicine injury treatments? Let's say on the sideline, a football player gets injured in a pileup and is brought over to the side. Why would someone with that type of training be, if not just as well suited, but maybe have an edge on treatment of that individual?
It's not so much as having the edge on the treatment because, you know, if a football player goes down, right at the game on the sideline, then the approaches of how you deal with that injury, you know, should be trained very similarly in both schools. Really, you can help that patient a lot, not so much at the time of injury, but an osteopath might be able to use osteopathic manual medicine later on in their treatment plan and rehabilitation goals, you know, whether it's just coming in for, you know, kind of a quick alignment of their spine or hips or sacrum or what have you, following the injury that leads to that, not just the actual injury itself. So the actual injury evaluation part, you know, shouldn't differ that much, but options as far as what you can give that patient really is very specific to the person. You know, you kind of hope that the person who's evaluating the injury, you know, is trained in many things and can offer many options and not just one or two things.
Over the years of your experience as an aide, as a student aide treating sports injuries at Michigan State University, what type of injuries did you see? What types of injuries did you treat?
Well, various, you know, the common, you know, like I said, common things. You see ankle sprains, you see knee sprains, you know, wrist, elbow things, you see broken feet. I've seen devastating injuries from hamstring muscles ripping right off the origin. I've seen, you know, C-spine fractures, you know, big femur fractures, you know, I mean, that, and that's the thing, that's the beautiful part about, and they're not beautiful, but you will get a lot of experience if you hang in this field, especially if you go through it like I did as an athletic trainer. You see so many varying degrees of injuries and at so many varying severities that you really find out very quickly if this is a field for you or not, because not a lot of people can take the sight of a, you know, a broken leg or, you know, a broken foot or a C-spine injury. And you kind of find out a lot about yourself as far as, you know, how can you deal with a tense situation like that? And then how can you also deal with the patient who just comes in with a very minor ankle sprain? You know, what can walk through your door is kind of the exciting part for me.
As you look at the training that you're going to be going through over the next few years, what can you expect? How many years will it take before you finally receive that medical degree?
Oh, well, they tell me I'm graduating from MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine in May, so knock on wood, let's hope that happens. And then it'll be a residency program for me. I'm looking at doing a primary care residency in family practice. You know, those vary in years, either 3 or 4 years, depending on if you want to add a fellowship year on top of that. And then doing a sports medicine fellowship, and that lasts a year. So hopefully when it's all said and done for me, probably, you know, 5 years after graduation. But we'll see. That's kind of the part that's in limbo right now as far as, I'm a believe it when I see it kind of person. And right now I need to graduate first before I can think of any of that. So.
Okay, well, do you hope to remain in Michigan once you've completed all your studies?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Michigan is, it's no secret, Michigan is a state that really needs a lot of good primary care doctors here, especially family practice doctors, not just sports medicine, not just, you know, other specialties that are lacking here. But Michigan has there's a lot of people who need good quality medical care here. And you know, when you're a resident getting trained in the state, you have the decision at the end to make, you know, do you hang around in this community? Do you hang around in the state of Michigan, even though the economy might not be that great, even though the services, the equipment, the hospital, might not be offering you what, you know, hospitals and residency programs and careers in other states could offer you, but do you hang out here and try to fix the problems that exist in the state, or do you go somewhere else and try to, you know, fix another area community's problems? And I look at it as, you know, this is the place that's given me the passion and the drive that I have for doing what I want to do. This university and this community has given me everything that I have today, and I can really think of no better way than to serve the school and serve the community and the state that's given me so much. To spend my life in Michigan would be probably the kind of my dream job anyway.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. Best of luck to your remaining few months in the program and your career. I certainly enjoyed chatting with you today. This is Nasir Amaria, and he is enrolled in the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Michigan State University. Fascinating stuff, Nasir. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a couple of moments, and we're going to change the tune a little bit and talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor Day.